Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. Kerry Stevenson bringing you one of the most energetic exec directors I've come across. His name is Zach Bozanowski. I hope I said that right. And he is an executive director with Wellnex Life. Now, Wellnex Life is in the health and wellness industry. Welcome to Small Caps, Zach. Great to see you. I'm excited about it. There's lots going on with your company at the moment.
Thanks, Kerry. Good to be on the show. And now, looking forward to exciting times ahead as we go forward.
Well, let's just start. Our investors haven't heard very much about Wellnex Life. So could you just give us a brief overview, who you are, your ASX code, write this down, ladies and gentlemen, WNX is the ASX code. Tell us who you are, Zach.
So Wellnex Life, WNX, spurned from a company called Wattle Health. Wattle Health originally was set up as a vertically integrated dairy nutritional business. And about 12, 18 months ago, hit some strong wins in that category space with the pandemic, the whole China play of infant formula, et cetera. And after some very strategic planning by the previous owners of Wattle Health, we've launched as Wellnex Life and pivoted into a health and wellness business. So we won't forget about our roots. So we'll still be in, nutrition and infant nutrition, but primarily want to pivot into a health and wellness business across more categories. And historically, while being in just one category in dairy, minimise the scope for growth for the business. But now we're looking at, six or seven categories in the health and wellness sector to help grow sales and revenue for the business.
All right. Well, we'll go into those sectors in a moment. But before we do, I want to know what you saw. What's the opportunity that you saw, Zach? Because it's Wattle Health and Brand Solutions Australia coming together. What do you see as the opportunity for you as an executive director? What do you see as so exciting about this particular company?
Yeah, I had the privilege of working with Wattle Health previously. They were one of our clients at Brand Solutions Australia, and I was very impressed with the vision and direction of the company. It made me feel comfortable working with good people who had the same aspiration and vision as myself. When the approach was made to me about buying my Brand Solutions business out, it was really important to me to understand how that would affect my staff and myself going forward. But more importantly, once we got over those obstacles and hurdles about how we'd run the business, it's just knowing that I can make a difference to a new business based on my experience and history, but also Wattle Health's now Wellnex Life brings a lot of factors into my business, such as finances. They're really good with investing in my business. And I've met so many people over the last 4 or 8 weeks since the announcement's been made. And it's opened up a lot more opportunities for what we can do in the business. So that was probably the key reasons why I ended up selling the Brand Solutions business, and it's now part of the Wellnex Life business.
So you before Wellnex Life, of course, it was Wattle Health. You said before they were very much not a one-trick pony. That sounds awful, but you know what I mean. One particular product, very much dairy orientated, and you're going to expand that into other products. And this is a big market. So you mentioned before 6 to 7 different areas. Let's expand on that a little bit, because it's a big, ladies and gentlemen, health and wellness, massive. We're talking $5-6 billion at the moment. 2023, I think it's going to be 7 to 8. Billion, that's B with a B, 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 not million, billion. This is crazy. It's a massive, massive market. And let me just say to you, you're quite a small player at the moment. Isn't this a big boys' playground?
It is, but the fact that it's such a big market, there's room for plenty of people to play. And, we're going to be very strategic in what we're going to do. We want to be creative and innovative in what we launch in health and wellness. I mean, there's some non-negotiables in health and wellness, but there's also lots of opportunities as well. And for us, it's going to be just very important that we stick to our game plan, stick to what we know, stick to not what we do well, and execute the plan over the next 2 or 3 years. But the fact that the market's so big, it's continued to grow because of what's happening in recent times. There's lots of opportunities opening up. There's more consumers looking, you know, for products that will, you know, help them become more, healthier and, getting in the position where they can actually feel better given what's happening in the background in the world today. And for me, it's really just identifying those categories, having a great offer that both the retailer and the consumer will be more than happy about. But more important, make sure that product sells through the consumer at the other end by marketing accordingly.
Well, let's talk about some of those. You said 6 to 7 categories that you're looking at. Can we talk about those categories and what you see as the opportunity?
Yeah, look, we're going to be a health and wellness business from the inside and out. So by the outside, I'm talking, you know, we're going to play uniquely in categories like skincare, cosmetics. And then from an inside perspective, we'll be in vitamins, nutrition, hydration. We'll play a big role in pain and healing for some of the products we're launching and working on. And I suppose one of the big areas we really want to get into is cannabis, because I really believe the cannabis category is an emerging category. It's a big opportunity in Australia. There's a lot of negativity, and there's a lot of people who are unsure of what's happening with cannabis. There's so many rules and regulations about cannabis, and
that's not a cannabis plant behind you, is it?
No, but the one behind that is. No. So cannabis is definitely going to be a big focus and a big vision for the business going forward.
Why is that? You know, I'm all for the growth and the development of cannabis. And by the way, Zach, I think health and wellness instead of sickness, love it. Yes. Starting to getting people more in tune with themselves is great. But why is cannabis such a focus for you?
Look, cannabis, there's so many benefits to cannabis. And historically, there's been bad connotations about around cannabis. If you look at what happens overseas and some of the benefits of cannabis, it's a really positive product that, if done right, and there's a big process we need to go through from a TGA perspective to tick all the boxes, because it's a regulated product. And recently there was an announcement about cannabis becoming an S3 product. But I think...
people out there, S3 means over-the-counter?
Correct, yeah. But you have to ask the pharmacist for the product, right? So at the end of the day, if you can launch a product which has many benefits, and this is part of the whole process with the TGA, you need to provide clinical evidence and data that the product actually does what you're saying it does. So once we can get through that process, which will probably take 18 to 24 months, cannabis is a great product. I've seen lots of evidence of what cannabis can do for people, from anxiety to sleep, to pain, et cetera, without getting into specifics. And I just think that once this country has the opportunity to really understand the benefits of cannabis and how it can help people in this country, I think it's a great avenue for getting the market up and running. As I said, when you go overseas, you know, you can get a coronavirus jab and a joint in America. I don't think we need to go.
Oh, don't get me started.
No, we don't need to go down that path. But there are some great benefits from a cannabis perspective, and we're working through those at the moment. And I'm hoping over the coming month or two, we're going to make some announcements about where Well Next Life will play in the cannabis space.
Zach, you're very well established in building, in establishing and building brands, very much about the brand. Do you think that that's what Well Next Life needs to have, is somebody with that understanding of how to build brands? Because it's not just the product, it's also brand awareness and building a brand and establishing a brand in a market which is huge and cutting through.
It's important to understand what you're trying to launch from a brand perspective, the role it plays in the category, being a supermarket shelf or on a pharmacy. And it's kind of really important that, you know, you get 1 out of 10 for talking about a brand, but you get 9 out of 10 for actually selling the product through the register at the pharmacy or the supermarket. So it's really important to, when we're launching brands, we understand why we're launching it, what the consumer benefits are, what the retailer benefits are as well, because they're our partner in helping us retail the product. Yeah. And at the end, ensuring that the way we market the product to the consumer also affects the end result of what we achieve with that brand launch.
Can you talk about your current partners? I mean, you've just recently listed on the ASX. Can you talk about some of your partners, or is it a little bit too early to go down that path?
No. So our key focus is as Wellnex Life or Brand Solutions, which is a trading name, we have three parts of our business where we broker brands, we license brands with partners, and then we also have our own brands. Okay. We also do joint venture brands with partners, and one of the ones being spoken about a lot is a joint venture product with Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse own the Wagner brand. We have a brand called Liquigesic, and we've done a JV with the Chemist Warehouse and Liquigesic brand in Chemist Warehouse. We also do contract manufacturing for retailers and other suppliers in the marketplace. So, you know, our business is very diverse and I mean, for me, contract manufacturing, a lot of people shy away from contract manufacturing. Yeah. But at the end of the day, if I don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. So I might as well take the revenue from a contract manufacturing opportunity. And now we do look to launch unique products into the marketplace. And I'm more than happy to share these products with other partners from a contract manufacturing perspective.
Where's the value going to come from, Zach? Where for investors that are out there, and then I want to talk about your current focus and future focus, but from a value perspective, you know, investors are listening to you right now going, okay, ASX code WNX. And I'm going to ask you again and again, because that's my focus, is tell me the value proposition.
It's all about brands. Okay. It's all about brands. It's about launching brands across the health and wellness category in those seven categories I mentioned before. And it's launching relevant brands. We've got to be relevant to the consumer. But if we get those brands relevant, what you'll see is that our revenue will grow, our profitability will grow, and that's where the value in this business is. As I said, it's a bonus having a licensing opportunity. It's a bonus having a contract manufacturing opportunity. But the real value that, you know, that people look for in our business will be the brands we launch and the revenue, the profitability those brands deliver.
When you talk about contract manufacturing, is that all within Australia, or are you using manufacturing facilities in Asia? Where is that manufacturing process done?
Yeah, we have numerous manufacturing partners all around the world. So depending on which product we're looking at, it might come from the subcontinent, you know, it might come from Europe. We have products come out of the States. We're working closely with people in Australia because we'd like to get some more products made in Australia. But depending on which category we're looking at, we try and work with the best possible people in that category. And whether that's in the subcontinent or Europe or America, that's where we'll cast our net and work with them.
Your future growth, where do you think, I mean, Australia, we love Australia, but it's 25 million people. Then you look at China, 1.2 billion. You look at the USA, 360 million. Where do you see the health and wellness growth? Where is Wellnex Life going to be looking for its growth into the future?
That's a really good question. I think what's important is that we all want to go from north to 100 overnight and, you know, sell all around the world and sell to the North Pole, et cetera, right?
We can't do that at the moment, though, Zach.
Correct. Exactly. So what's really important to me is we get the low-hanging fruit sorted out, right? So our own backyard, 25, 26 million people, we've got some great brands, we're about to launch some really good brands, and we want to get them established. We want to get into distribution, we'll get consumers buying and want consumers to know about it. So a real focus for the business is to get those brands established domestically. Now, over the last 8 to 12 weeks, I've been fortunate enough that many people have contacted me from different parts of the world and said, you know, I believe, you know, you've got these brands, these opportunities. We'd like you to consider us for our distribution partner, being in Asia and Europe or in the United States. Okay. And a lot of that relationship has come from the previous Waddle business, where there was a lot of people who were in really invested in doing some distribution for the infant formula business. So that opportunity is presented to me. And my attitude is, more than happy to discuss it with you. And we are, you know, discussing those opportunities for overseas markets. But number one priority is get the local market sorted, Australia and New Zealand. And then within the first 6 to 12 months, we'll start to explore Asia, Europe and the United States. But certainly in 2 or 3 years' time, we want to have strong representation of our brands in other parts of the world.
I believe you're going to be launching 3 new brands in Q1 2022. Is that right? Can you talk about that?
Yep. So the first one that will hit the shelf will be the Wade & Liquid Jeezy product with Chemist Warehouse. It's a JV brand. So
when you say the Wagner whatever, can't even pronounce it, what is that in simple terms?
In simple terms. So what we've got is it's a liquid analgesic. So that's where the name Liquid Jeezy comes from, right? So what we've got is we've got Australia's first liquid paracetamol soft gel. So if you think of paracetamol, there's lots of tablets, caplets, et cetera, et cetera. But nobody has launched a liquid paracetamol in a soft gel. You can get a liquid suspension. Yeah. You can get a liquid suspension, but nobody's launched a liquid paracetamol. So one of the products we're launching with Chemist Warehouse is a liquid paracetamol in a soft gel. And the other product we're launching with them as part of phase one launch is a liquid paracetamol and ibuprofen combinational soft gel. Now, there are ibuprofen and paracetamol tablet combinations in the market.
Yep.
But again, we're launching a liquid paracetamol and ibuprofen combinational product into the market. So they're the first two products we're launching with Chemist Warehouse, and they should hit the shelf sometime late August, early September. And then as part of our own brands that we're launching into the marketplace, we're launching a brand called Wakey Wakey, which has many connotations. But the reality is Wakey Wakey is a caffeine product helps people stay alert, awake, and help them perform at the optimum. Truck drivers, nurses, students, you and I.
Not bad for them? It's not bad for them?
No, it's the beauty of all the products we do are all approved by the TGA. So this product is an Austell product. So the product formulation has been approved by the TGA. There's products out in the market which are passed off as vitamins, for example, but they're actually a food because the TGA has authorised it as an Austell, for example.
Okay.
But all the products we're launching are either Austar or Austell products. So the Wakey Wakey product is an Austell product. And then the other product we're launching is a gummy product under the brand called the Iron Company. And it's really a world-first product. It's a gummy product. It's got 20 milligrams of elemental iron in a slow release format. So if you think of a brand called Ferrograd, it's one of the most known brands in Australia for iron. What we've done is we've launched a gummy product, 20 milligrams of ferrosulfate as elemental iron in a slow release format. And the reason we do slow release, if you take iron into your body, it could have some side effects, stomach cramps, et cetera, et cetera. So I said we've formulated this iron product, but in a gummy format. There's a lot of tablets out there. There's a lot of liquids out there, but we've done a gummy. And there's nothing
when you say a gummy, like a sweet?
A vitamin gummy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, and this is what we want to do. Like when we go down the path of the 7 categories we spoke about in Alpha Wellness, where possible, we want to be creative and innovative. We want Well Next Life to stand for a company that launches creative and innovative products which help consumers with their lives.
Well, you've just given me 3 quite innovative ones and we're running out of time. So this is where you get to say why investors need to look at you now. Now, I, for one, think it's fabulous because you just talked about gummy products with iron in it. So I'm in. But tell our audience why now is a great time for investors to sit up and take notice of Well Next Life.
Yeah, look, we've got a clear mandate and a clear vision for what we want Well Next Life to be. And we're playing in the health and wellness space. So number one, we're playing in a categories program worth $6 or $7 billion in the next 2 or 3 years. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of consumers shopping those areas. So, we're very comfortable and confident that we can get a piece of the pie of the health and wellness market. I mean, you know, we understand who we are. We understand we're starting out, but we've got a clear vision and a clear strategy of what we want to be and the categories we're going to play in and how we're going to differentiate ourselves from other players in the health and wellness business. We've got a great team. We've got a great network and relationship. We cover lots of stores in Australia, both pharmacy and grocery. And we have, you know, good relationships and strong relationships with a lot of our key clients. You know, launching brands in Australia is not easy. You know, you have to have the infrastructure, the support, the relationships, and the credibility. And I suppose over 30-odd years of my career, I've been fortunate enough to develop that with a lot of retailers. So, you know, we sort of understand what we need to do from a retailer perspective, because you need to partner with a retailer. You just can't go there and say, here's my product, put it on the shelf. You need to understand what their requirements are, right? And I think the third one, and I'll go back to one of the seven categories, is cannabis. There's a lot of people out there talking a really big game about cannabis. It's a bit of a gold rush at the moment, cannabis. But we want to be a credible player in the cannabis space. And again, hopefully over the coming weeks, we can make some good announcements about why we're going to be a serious player in the cannabis space. I see cannabis potentially being a $2 billion category over the next 3 to 5 years. And I think if we can be one of the first companies with brands on shelf, I think we'll get a fair chunk of that market.
So there's a long, long, happy road, hopefully, for shareholders. But Zach, as I said before, you've established brands before, you've got the connections, you've also got the energy, which I think is absolutely critical. It's been a delight to have you on Small Caps today. Thank you so much. Lots of news flow coming up from Wellnex Life, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you write it down. ASX code is WNX. And Zach, let's just remind them of where they can find more information about the company.
Yep, you can log on to the website, wellnexlife.com.au. Always said, feel free. My information's there as well. Feel free to contact me. I've been fortunate to speak to many shareholders, and I think there's nothing better than speaking to your shareholders in your company and answering any questions they may have. And I think one of the things we really want to be at Wellnex Life is a transparent business, an open business. So, yeah, there's many ways to get in contact with us all.
There you go. He's open to the questions. He's open to connecting with you all. So, Zach Bozanowski, thank you so much for joining me on Small Caps today.
Thanks, Kerry. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.